Okay. Start now. If I can show you how to close the window here, it'd be great. Yeah. So we'll continue now with what we started on Meleches Hotzah. Tosis Divrei Maskil Pashat, and Tosis establishes that Meleches Hotzah is different than all the other Melechos, and therefore requires different limudim and different yalfusos in order to establish Hotzah as a Melecha. And Tosis says the following, that Hotzah is a melacha grua, and therefore we need two psukim. The Mishnah at the beginning of the Masechta establishes that the Ani is chayiv, the Baal Bayis is chayiv, and these two categories are derived from two psukim. And we went into detail about that last week. What are these two psukim? I want to focus your attention on that. It seems a little bit technical, but I think it's very, very important. Tosis says that we need two psukim, nir l'rid itzrich l'ashmi'inan, mishum dautzam l'acha gruahi, mali, etc., etc., this we derived. V'lo avi gamrinan hotza di'ani mi balabayis, v'lo balabayis mi'ani v'teida. Mide itzrich trey kroy behotza kidinafgalon Bereish Hazorek Mivayechale Ha'om Mihavi. So Tosis quotes one pasuk of Vayechale Ha'om Mihavi, and that he bases on the sugya later on, Adaf Tzadi Vavav Beis, the beginning of Perak Hazorek. And then to boot, he says, Ubisof Perakama the Erevin Nafkalon Mikra Achrine. The Gemara in Erevin Daf Yudzayinam and Beis derives Meleches Hotzah from a different pasuk. The Darshin al Yotzi Ishmim Komo, al Yotzi al Yetze. That you read it al Yetze Ishmim Komo. And therefore, Vahainu Mishum de Melacha Gruahi Itzrich Travayu Chadli Ani Vachadli Oshir. And last week we discussed that the Ani is bringing the object to him, the Baal Bayis is pushing the object away from him. In the case of the pasuk Vayichale Ha'am Mihavi, where Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael to no longer go out of their oel to bring the objects for the Meleches HaMishkan to the Machna Leviya, don't take it out of Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, that seems to be more similar to the Meleches Baal HaBayis, where the object is going out, he's getting rid of it, so to speak. Whereas Al Yetzei Shmim Komo, where they would collect the man and bring the man towards them in the collection of the man, that would be more similar to the Hotzah of the Ani who brings the object towards him. But in any event, there are two psukim. If we take a look at the Gemara in Erevin, on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara goes back and forth as to whether this lav of Al Yetze Ishmim Komo B'Yom HaShabbos is a lav for Meleches Hotzah. And the Gemara says, Omar Avashi Miksiv Al Yotzi Al Yetze Ksiv. So it's not clear what is the Maskanas HaSugya in Mesechta Erev at the end, the last line in the first parak of Erevin. Is the Gemara willing to accept La Maskana that Al Yetzei Ishmim Kom B'Yom HaShabbos is the source for the Iser of Hotzah on Shabbos? This seems to be Lamaskana, a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says at the end of the first parak of Erevin, Al Yetzei Ksiv V'Ein Kan Lashon Hotzahs Masli, meaning that at the end of the day, Al Yetzei does not have anything to do with Hotzah. The Gemara doesn't accept that premise. And therefore Rashi Lamaskana is left with only one possibility, Vayikole Ha'am Mihavi. And we'll soon see Rashi in the Mishnah at the beginning of Masechta Shabbos that indeed he's going to derive Meleches Hotzah from that Isur Lav. However, Tosus here in this very long Tosus, Lav Shenita Lasoris Mises Bezdin, Tosus comes to the conclusion that Erechinami, the Lav of Al Yetze Ishmim Kom B'Yom HaShabbos, is a valid source for the Isur Hotzah. And included in this Isur of Al Yetze Ishmim Komo is not just the Isur Tchumin of Yitziyah Chutz Tchum, but also the Isur Hotzah. So let's go back to the Rashi at the beginning of Masechta Shabbos. Rashi says, Divra Maschil, Shtayim, Shehena Arba. Rashi says, Yosanom Defnim, Shtayim, fine. Uveperka Zorek, Bereshe, at the very beginning of the Perek, Nafkalon, Nivayitzav, Moshe, Vayaviru, Kol, Bamachne. V'gomer lo tafiku mishseyach l'shusarabim lahavi nidava l'machna levia v'yom haShabbos hava k'diolif hasam, says Rashi that the pasuk al yetze al the pasuk of ayaviru kol b'machna, which let's read the pasuk inside. The pasuk says vayitzav Moshe vayaviru kol b'machna lemar ish v'ish al yasu od malach l'trumas hakodesh. So Rashi, at the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, quotes this pasuk as the source for the Isur Hotzah. However, Tosfos and the beginning of Perek HaZorek is not happy with that source, because Tosfos says, in the name of the Rabbeinu Chananel, that is not a valid source for the Isur Hotzah on Shabbos. Let's just read quickly through the Gemara. The Gemara says, Michti Zrika told it Hotzahi, Hotzah Gufa Hechik Siva, Omer Rabbi Yochanan de Omer Kra, Vayitzav Moshe Vayaviru Kol B'machne. Moshe lets out a cruise in the Machne, and he tells him, Ish Lo Yasu Od Melacha. And then it says, Vayikole Ha'am Mihavi. The Gemara says, Moshe Heichan Havi Yosiv, B'machna Levi, B'machna Levi Rishus Aravim Havi, Ukarmel Yisrael, and he tells Klal Yisrael, Lo Yasu Od Melacha, the word Melacha here, which means, Lo Safiku, don't take it out of your Oel, which is from a Rishus HaYachid, Lirishus HaRavim, to the B'machna Levi. So the Gemara asks the obvious question, Moshe told them that we have enough for Meleches HaMishkan. That was a nice notification, you know. Right? Halavai, you know, that we can come back and say we got enough, right? So we can build a Mishkan. It's everyone's dream. But it has nothing to do with Meleches Shabbos. In fact, the Gemara, Dilma B'cholkoi, maybe it was on a weekday. Who says that Moshe Vayaviru Kol B'machta was on Shabbos to tell them about an Isur Hotzah? Maybe it was Vishud Shlimalei Malacha, just a Hodah to tell them, fellas, that's enough. Baruch Hashem, we collected enough. Kirichsiv, Amalacha, Isadayim. And the Pasuk itself is explicit that they had enough for the Melech HaMishkan. So the Gemara answers, Gomar Havara Havara Miyom HaKippurim. Ksiv hacha vayaviru kol v'machne. Ksiv hasam ve'havarta shofar trua. Ma lahon biyom asur? Af kan biyom asur. So the maskonas asugya, based on this gzeir shava, is that the pasuk vayikale ha'om mihavi is the source for the Isur Hotzah on Shabbos. And that's reflected by Rashi here at the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, that Rashi says, quoting the sugya in Azorek, Nafkalon, we derive Hotzah from Vayitzav, Moshe, Vayavir, Kol Machne, Alo Tasu, Od Malach, Lamechsav, Mishkan, Vayikol, Yomi, Havi, that's the source of Malachas Hotzah. Maybe that was told as a Hodah, we have enough, we don't need more. How do you know that this was Shabbos to engender an Azhara, a Lav, for Malachas Shabbos? And the answer is the Gzeres Shava between Havara, Havara, to Yom HaKippur. However, Tosus at the beginning of Hazorek has a different girsa. In the name of Rabbeinu Chananel, he says, Lo Garsinan calls it. We don't have this whole girsa. Ad Ashkan Otsa till the next piece of Gemara. And therefore, Rabbeinu Chananel assumes that this pasuk is not referring to Shabbos, but Moshe Rabbeinu stood on a weekday and he told the people, enough. And Vayikol Yomei Havi. How do we know, therefore, that Meleches Otzah is, in fact, a Melacha? Says Rabbeinu Chananel, Midakari Leila Otzah Melacha. Since the Pasuk says, Lo Yasu Od Melacha, and then it says, Vayikol Yomei Havi, so Melacha refers to Vayikol Yomei Havi, to bring from their tents out to the Machne Leviah. But as far as we're concerned, this can't be a law for Meleches Otzah, because Moshe Rabbeinu is not telling them, don't bring it out on Shabbos. He's telling them, don't bring it out on a weekday. On the one hand, we have an understanding here in the Pasuk that Hotzah is called a Malacha, but this is not going to be the source for the Malacha. So what is the source then for the Malacha of Hotzah on Shabbos, according to Rabbeinu Chananel? Correct? And therefore we go back to the Sugyan Erevin, on Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis, which Tosus quotes here in Dibra Maskel Pashat. And we quote the pasuk of Al Yetzei Ish Mim Kohen B'Yom HaShabbos. So it comes out like this. There are really three shitas here, so to speak. There's shitas Rashi, based on the girsa in Azorik of Gzeres Shava Avara Avara B'Yom HaKippurim, that Vayikolei Ami Havi is the source for the Isar Otzah and Shabbos. We have the shita of Rabbeinu Chananel, who doesn't have this girsa in Azorik. He doesn't have the Gzeres Shava, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu is standing on a chol, just notifying them that we got enough. Therefore, this pasuk Vayikolei Ami Havi is not the source of Melechas Otzah, but the sugya Lemaskana in at the end of the first parak of Erevin on Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis establishes that Al Yetzei Ish Mim Kohen L'Yom HaShabbos is the source of Meleches Hotzah, and Tosfos at the beginning of Masechta Shabbos Divra Maskel Pashat claims that there are two psukim for Meleches Hotzah, meaning that he doesn't operate with Rabbeinu Chananel, so therefore I call Yomi Havi, as Rashi holds, is the source for the Isar Hotzah. And in addition, the Al Yetzei Ish Mim Kohen Yom Shabbos, the long Tosfos at the end of the first parak of Erevin establishes, is the source for the Isar Hotzah on Shabbos. And therefore, why do we need two psukim for the Isar Hotzah on Shabbos? And the answer is one for Ani and one for Bala Bais. So if you have the Bar Makomos page, basically what we're up to is the Chidushei HaRamban, which should be number 6 on your page. Okay. So let's summarize that both according to Rashi and according to Tosfos, there is a lav miyuchad, a separate lav for the Iser Hotzah on Shabbos. What is that lav? That's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi accepts the Vayikolei Ami Havi, that's the maskana with the Gzeres Shavat Yom Kippurim, and Tosfos accepts the Al Yetzei Ish Mim Kohen Shabbos and for sure Rabbeinu Chananel. Would Tosfos have a second lav? Find a second lav, but everybody has a lav. Kuli Alvaro Pligi, there's a separate lav for the Isra Otzah on Shabbos. And that leads us to the Ramban, the Kasha of the Ramban, which you'll find here on the flip side of your page. It should be about the fifth source down. The Ramban says, Ikasha Lecha, now that we've come to the conclusion that there's a lav miyucha, the separate lav for Hotzah on Shabbos, in Cain, Lema Lelav Yotzisa. Why don't we assume that the Torah now has set up the Iser Meleches Hotzah as a separate lav on Shabbos? We have other cases of a separate lav on Shabbos, for example, Mechamer Achar Behemto, Yitzias Chutz L'Tchum, perhaps even Havara. And he says, Lema Lelav Yotzos, V'Azhara Shamanu, Onesh Minayin. And if that be the case, then the punishment for violating Meleches Hotzah as a Lav Miyuchad should be nothing more than Malkus. There should be no Chiv Kares, no Chiv Misa, no Chiv Chatos. It's a separate Lav. Beautiful Kash in the Ramban, the Kash that we asked almost intuitively, we have to ask that question. And the Ramban is so impressed with this kasha that he says a teretz which is a little bit dachuk. Yesh la hashiv lecha kevan shahoisa b'mishkan the ashkechan de kapar alei rachmana b'lav. Tosfos says let's combine A plus B. After all, Otso was done in the Mishkan, and that we know from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu told the people not to bring from their tents Arushas HaYochid out to the Machnel Leviyah, the contribution. So that's Meleches Hotzah. It was certainly done in the Mishkan. And the very fact that it was done in the Mishkan already indicates that it's a candidate for Meleches Shabbos. Again, we're not convinced yet, because not everything that was done in the Mishkan is ipso facto included in Kol Melacha L'Osasu of Shabbos. If it's a Melacha Grua, as we discussed at great length, there's no Tikkun in the Chefta. So the fact that it was done in the Mishkan might be nothing more than many, many different actions that were done in the Mishkan. Who says it's a Melacha? But on top of that, Ashkechan de Kapital Ekra B'Lav, there's a separate Azhara of a lav, whether it's Al Yetzei Yishmim Kom Shabbos, whether it is Al Tasu Od Melacha, and so forth, is therefore Rachmanei Hadre Lechlal Shara Melacha Shayu B'Mishkan. So we take the pasuk of Al Yetzei, or the pasuk why you call it Mehami Havi, and now we put Hotzah back into the klal of Lo Sasu Kol Melacha. Ahadri Rachmana Leklale. That's what the Ramban says. Fine. So it means that according to the Ramban, the Torah had to give a lav miyuchad for Meleches Hotzah, because Meleches Hotzah would not have been derived from Mishkan because of the nature of the Melacha. It's a Melacha Grua. And therefore, if not for the fact that the Torah had a separate lav for Meleches Hotzah, I would not have included it under Kol Melacha Lo Sasu. Now we need a kra, and the kra establishes a separate azhara. Don't do this on Shabbos. Don't be motzi on Shabbos. And the Torah now, by being marba the Iser Hotzah, is telling us that not only is it usher to do Hotzah b'Shabbos, but then again it could be a separate Iser. No, it's a Malacha to do Hotzah b'Shabbos, and the Pasuk indeed calls it a Malacha. In other words, now that we have the Ribui with the separate Azhara of Al Yotzei, and etc., etc., now we place it back into the Klal of all the Malachos, and it's included on the Kol Melacha Lo Sasu.
Is it kind of a go against the Yud Gimel Midas? It's like a whole new Midah. It's not, in other words, we darshan psukim a certain way. That's what the Brizer Rabbi Yishmael teaches us. The Ramban kind of seems to be making up a new way of darshan.
I don't think so, because I think that there was a Havamina that despite the fact that we have the Hekesh between Shabbos and Mishkan, and therefore Malachas that were done in the Mishkan are included under Lo Sasu Kol Malacha. So we have that, Smichus HaParashios, that Sugya of Daf Mem Tes. Now we look at Lo Sasu Kol Malacha. We don't know what the word Malach includes, how to define it, so the Torah tells us through this Hekesh that the place to find out and discover exactly what's considered Malacha is Meleches HaMishkan. Oh, but now we have a suffix, Yesh Lachkar. What happens if you have a Malacha that was done in the Mishkan, but the status of that Malacha is a little bit undefined? It's ambiguous. Is it a Malacha? Is it not a Malacha? Is there a Tikkun? Is it not a Tikkun? Is it significant? Is it not? Says the Ramban, if now you see that the Torah was makbid to give me a separate azhar and tell me don't do this, then it means that it's a malacha. And add that to the fact that the Torah in the parasha in Shmos calls it a malacha. Now I have right to say that the fact that it was done in the Mishkan means that it's included under our definition of malacha.
I think it strengthens this kasha, because if it's a malacha geruah and we didn't know it was a malacha, then the Torah comes and tells me it's a lav and not an Issur Karis, which would have fit very
perfectly. Right, but the Torah doesn't just tell us it's an Issur Lav. It tells us it's an Issur Lav B'Toras Malacha. Now, to say that it's an Issur Lav B'Toras Malacha, and it was done in the Mishkan, and the Torah's only asking if a Torah is a separate Lav, in the case of a Chamer, you wouldn't say such a thing. It's not a Lav Malacha. In the case of Tchumen, we wouldn't call it a Lav Malacha. That's the Ramban.
Is the Ramban called a Malacha Gerua?
The Ramban in the previous piece, I didn't bring the whole section here. I don't. They have the Chidush Ramban. We can look it up. Sure. In fact, the Rashba that we discussed last week about Malacha Geruah, and we use the Rashba, if you remember, to shed a light on Tosis, because Tosis is very ambiguous. When he talks about taking it from Rosh Hashayachid to Rosh Hashayachid, the whole thing is confusing. The Rashba is based on the Ramban. He himself quotes the Ramban to give us an understanding of Malacha Geruah. And now he says that even though Malacha Geruah is a Havavina, but now Ahadri Rachmana Akral lit. Limalacha, lichlal malacha, and therefore it's included in the lo sasu kol malacha. Good. Rabbosai ad kan before the Rambam, but now we want to study the Rambam, and we'll start with, if you have it on your Marimakomos page, it's number 8 on your page, number 7 on your page. It's the Rambam in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Ches. Mihilcha Shabbos. The Rambam says, "Hotza mirshus lishus, milacha miavos milachasi." The afal pi shedavar ze im kol gufei haTorah, mi pi Moshe mi Sinai nemru. Even though we have a Kabbalah Moshe mi Sinai as to what's included in Malacha, Harehu Omer B'Torah Ish V'Ishal Yasu Od Malacha L'Trumas HaKodesh V'Yichole Ha'am Mehavi Holamadita Shehava Malacha Kore Osa. So the Rambam says, and we have to see if there's any nafkamina to this Rambam, but clearly the Rambam tells us that the Torah classified or described Hotzah as a Malacha. When Vayikol Yomi Havi, right, they stopped bringing it out of their tents, out into the Rishus HaRabim, the Torah says, Meleches, Malacha L'Trumas HaKodesh, L'Amadet HaShavah, Malacha Koreosa. And then he says, V'chein lomadu v'pishmua, Shemavir rishus harabim, mitchilas arba l'sof arba, areyu kimotzi rishus l'shus v'chayav. Rabbosai, the Rambam seemed to assume that the Iser Hotzah on Shabbos is included under Kol Malach Losasu. He needs to be Pia Shmua in order to establish clearly that this is a malacha included under Kol Malacha Lo Sasu. But to our surprise, the Rambam doesn't derive Meleches Hotzah from a separate lav. He includes it under Kol Malacha Lo Sasu. So let's understand now the difference between Rashi and Tosfos on the one side and the Rambam on the other side. Whereas Rashi and Tosfos are deriving Meleches Hotzah from a separate lav, whatever that lav might be, and then we apply the principle of Ahadri Rachmana L'Chlal, but at the end of the day, there's a separate lav in the Torah for Hotzah. The Rambam only uses that pasuk to strengthen the halacha mipi hashmua that Hotzah is a malacha. But the Rambam is unwilling to derive Meleches Hotzah from any specific lav in the Torah. The Rambam doesn't mention Al Yetzei Ish Bimkomo, nor does the Rambam mention the pasuk of, again, let's read the pasuk, Ish Ish Al Yasu Od, which is the Lashon Azhara. That the Rambam doesn't say. The Rambam merely says that Vayikolei Ha'am Mihavi, that the word Mihavi, which is Meleches Hotzah, is called a malacha, because in the Reisha of the Pasuk, the Torah calls it a malacha. And the Rambam only quotes that as a siyua to strengthen the halacha l'Moshe miSinai. But it doesn't set up a separate Iser Lav for Meleches Shabbos. And if that be the case, Rabbosai, I think the Ramban's kasha against Rashi and Tosfos is not shver according to the Rambam. According to Rashi and Tosfos, you have a separate lav miyuchad for Hotzah and Shabbos. You begin to wonder why it's included in Kol Malach Lo Sasu. And there Tos has to say, well, since it was in the Mishkan, it's already a candidate, we have a svara, a strong svara to say it is a malacha, we need a clincher, and then we put it back into Koma. But at the end of the day, Rashi and Tosas both agree that there's a separate lav for the Yisro Otsav. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam doesn't want to codify some sort of an Iser Lav for Meleches Hotzah. No. Meleches Hotzah is included under Kol Melacha Lo Sasu. And in fact, if you take a look at the Rambam in Perek Chav Zayin Milcha Shabbos, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, Hayotze chutz litchum ha-medina b'shabbos loke shenemar al yetze ish mimkomo b'yom ha-shabbos. In other words, the Rambam accepts that l'maskonas ha-sugi at the end of Erevin Perek Aleph, right, Yitzayin of Beis, this pasuk al yetze ish mimkomo b'yom ha-shabbos is a lav, but it's not a lav for Meleches Hotzah, it's a lav for Yisur Tchumin, for Yitziyah Chutz L'Tchum HaMedina. And the Rambam's L'shitaso, because since the Rambam is unwilling to derive the Yisur of Hotzah and Shabbos from a separate lav, he has to ask himself the question, so what do I do with this lav of Al Yetzeh Ish from Kom Yom HaShabbos? And the Rambam says, Eino Chinami, that lav is coming to teach me an Iser Chutz L'Tchum. Therefore, it's not a lav from Melechah Shabbos. Ah, you'll ask me the question, what about the Pasuk Vayikol Yom Havi? Why couldn't that be a separate lav for the Iser of Melechah Hotzah and Shabbos? The answer is because the Rambam holds like Rabbeinu Chananel. And Rabbeinu Chananel has told us that Moshe was standing on Chol and not on Shabbos. It was nothing more than a Hodah to tell them, don't do this Melacha of bringing the materials back. But it's not a lav. Moshe Rabbeinu was not giving them an azhara, don't you dare do this on Shabbos. He wasn't even talking to them on Shabbos. It's not according to the Rambam, there is no sauce in the Torah, there is no lav miyuchad from Melechah Shabbos. It's rather a halacha l'Moshe b'Sinai with, shall we call it, an asmachta in the Torah that the Torah calls hava a melacha. But at the end of the day, according to the Rambam, the Iser Otzah is a malacha like every one of the malachas included in Kol Malacha Lo Sasu.
But he says that the Otzah is from Baikali Amirabi.
No, he's just telling us after he derives.
He says about the other malachos.
Right. Let's read the Rambam one more time. I lost the place. Just 1 second. Yudbeis, sorry. The Rambam says that Hotzah v'shusu shus melacha miyavas melachasi. And I think what the Rambam is saying is that it's now included, if you go back to Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, right, the Rambam says, Shvisa Shabbos mi melacha, etc., etc., kolosu ba melacha, over alos, that's shenem alotase kol melacha. And there's only one lav for all the malachos. Here the Rambam wants to tell you that this is migufei Torah, mipnei, mipi, excuse me, Moshe, misinai, that it's included in the lav of kol malacha lo sasu. And therefore, the Rambam says that Ava is called a malacha. How do we know that Ava is called a malacha? All that is included in Mipi Moshe Misinai, but never, if you're careful about the Rambam, never does the Rambam establish that there's a separate lav on an Azhara for Meleches Hotzah, because according to Rabbeinu Chananel, and I think the Rambam subscribes to Rabbeinu Chananel, Moshe Rabbeinu is not even talking on Shabbos. The fact that he told him Hava, and he calls Hava Melacha, that establishes a chizuk, so to speak, to the Mipi Moshe Misinai.
Does he also consider it a Melacha Geruah? Is that why he needs another?
Correct. Power? Correct. But at the end of the day, there's no separate lav for the Isra Hotzah and Shabbos. All this is okay, except for a Rambam in Hilchos Shkagos. And that's what really confuses me, because although the Rambam, as we saw in Perek Chav Zayin, derives from Al Yetzeh Ish Mimkomo Shabbos to Isra Tchumin, the Rambam in Hilchos Shkagos seems to derive the Yisrael Tzah from Al Yetze Ish Mimkomo B'Yom HaShabbos. What's the sugya in Hilchos Shkagos? There's something called a Chiyuv Helem Dovar Shel Tzivur. That means when the Bezdin are Mora Hora in an Iser Kares, which is Mefurish B'Torah. And the Rambam says the following. This is Perek Yudalid Halacha Halacha Beis. The Rambam says, Li'olam ein bezdin chayov and atshiyoru levatel b'dover she'enu mefurash u'mevur b'torah. So in something which the Tzdukim would argue about, and Bezdin made a mistake, and they were mora leheter, and it's not mefurish b'torah, then Bezdin achayev apar helim shel tzibur. However, he says, Avalim tov ahoru v'yomru hamotzi mershus l'shus hu shechayev shenemar al yetze ish mimkomo aval azorek o amoshid mutter. Says the Rambam, why are they chayev in this case? They're chayev because they were more in zorek o moshid. Zorek o moshid is not mefurish in the krah. And therefore comes under something that the Tzukim Cholkim Aleha. And therefore the Chayav Parhelim Sil Tzibur. But if the Moral Ra on Hotzah Mir Shus L'Shus, that already is not included under this Chiyuv. Why? L'fisha Nemar Al Yetze Ish Mimkomo B'Yom HaShabbos. So just to confuse us, the Rabbin Perikov Zayim Milch HaShabbos quotes the Paskal Yetze Ish Mimkomo B'Yom HaShabbos as the source for Tchumen. He doesn't quote it as the source for the Yisrael Tzah. And not only that, in Perek Yud Beis Milch HaShabbos, the Rambam doesn't mention this Pasuk at all. So in Hilch HaShabbos, wherever you look, you won't find Al Yetze Ish Mimkomo B'Yom HaShabbos. But nevertheless, the Rambam in Hilch HaShkagos tells us that this is a clear source in the Torah for the Yisrael Tzah. And then Afkeminis Gabi Par Helim Dov Shel Tzibur. So how do I reconcile this stira in the Rambam? Is the Rambam telling me that Al Yetzish from Komi Yom HaShabbos is in fact the source for the Yisrael Tzah? If so, why did he mention that in Hilchus Shabbos? The sugya in Shabbos on Daf Ayin Amud Aleph quotes a plukta about Havar. Is Havara l'lav yotzis or is Havara l'chalik yotzis? The Rambam in Perek of Dalet Milch Shabbos, this should be on your page, I think, in number 9. Perek Kaf Dalet Halacha Zayin. Is the Rambam says Ein Onshin B'Shabbos. Bezdin does not punish a criminal who's been condemned on Shabbos. Afal Pisha Onesh Mitzaseh Eina Docha Shabbos. Ketzad, Harenish and Eschayev, the Bezdin Malkis, so Misa, Ein Malkin also, Ein Mimisin also, Beshabbos. Shenemar, Lo Saviru Eish, Bechol Mosh Hosechem, B'Yom HaShabbos. Zu Azhara, Le Bezdin, Shelo Yisrifu Beshabbos, Mishin Eschayev Srefa, Vehu Adin, Leshar Onshin. So the Rambam derives from Lo Saviru Eish a separate lav on Shabbos not to punish a mechuyav onesh, whether it's Malkis or Misa Bebezlin. And the Rambam says that this Azhara engenders a separate lav. So it's very fascinating. The Rambam on the one hand, Paskins, that Lo Saviru Eish is Havara is one of the 39 Malachas, which means that Havara lechalik yotzis and not lelav yotzis. But at the same time, the Rambam paskins that lo saviru eish b'chol moshoseichem is the source for the Yisur Onshim on Shabbos. And in Sefer HaMitzvahs, lo saseh shim chav beis, he formulates a separate Yisur lav for Onshim on Shabbos, which he derives from lo saviru eish b'chol moshoseichem b'yom HaShabbos. So it's interesting when you think about it, the situation of Al Yetzei Ish Mimkomo B'Yom HaShabbos regarding the Yisur Otzah and the situation of Lo Saviru Eish B'Chol Moshvoseichem regarding the Yisur Havara parallel one the other. It's almost like a mirror image. In both cases, the Torah has a separate lav for one of the Molochos, whether it's Otzah or Havara. And yet in both cases, the separate lav is used by the Rambam to derive an Isur Shabbos that's not included in Melecha Shabbos. In the case of Al Yetzei Ish B'Mekom B'Yom HaShabbos, we saw the Rambam Perchav Zayin derive the Isur Yetziah Chutz L'Tchum. In the case of Lo Saviru Eish B'Chol Moshoseichem, the Rambam Perchav Dalet derives the Isur Onshim on Shabbos. And yet in both cases, the Psukim, whether it's Al Yetzei or it's Lo Saviru, establish a Melecha Shabbos. So the Rambam, for example, we saw in Hilchos Shgagos, derives from Al Yetzei Ish B'Mekom Shabbos that there's an Isur Otzah that's mefurish in the Pasuk of Otzah as a Melech HaShabbos, and the Rambam here derives that Lo Savir Eish B'Chol Moshoseichem, that Avara is considered a Melecha, and it engenders a Chiv Misa, Chiv Kares, from the Pasuk Lo Saviru Eish. And yet, despite the fact that these Psukim are used in order to establish a Melecha, whether it's Otzah or Avara, we also use the Psukim to engender separate Isur. It's almost like the Psukim serve a double function. I'd like to try to understand how that works. First, I'd like to answer the following question. What is the machlokas between Rashi and Tosus and the Rambam with regard to Melechas Hotzah? Why, according to Rashi and Tosus, is Melechas Hotzah derived from a separate Isur Lav, a separate Azhar in the Torah? Whereas according to the Rambam, Lo Sasu Ko Melecha, which is the generic law for all malachas, includes Hotzah as well. The next part of my shiur is largely based on the Minchas Chinuch. I'll try to embellish the Minchas Chinuch in the way that I see it. If you look at number 10 on your page, there's a very fascinating Tosfos in Masechta Sanhedrin. It's one of these Tosfos in Shas that nobody knows about, sort of. It gets lost, but it's absolutely a trailblazer. Tosfos wants to know, why is it that you get Malkus for Meleches Yontif? V'hod ha'mrinon, v'perikam debetza, the mevashel gidanosha biyontif loke chamesh v'chad minayu amevashel biyontif amay lo chashvinen le lav shebechlolos. We have a principle called lav shebechlolos. Dichsiv kol melechas avodah lo sasu. There's no malchus for a lav shebechlolos, and Tosfos defines Kol Malach Lo Sasu as a Lav Shebechlolos. That's what bothers Tosfos. So let me explain to you why the Minchas Chinuch thinks that this Kash of Tosfos makes absolutely no sense. What is Malach on Shabbos? Yesh Lachkar, two ways of defining Malach on Shabbos. The Torah says, "Kol melacha lo sasu." The simple way of understanding it is that there's one Isur on Shabbos, "Kol melacha lo sasu." There are many different ways of violating "Kol melacha lo sasu." Asiyas melacha can be done in different forms, in different categories, in different ofanim. But at the end of the day, no matter what way, what method you choose, you're doing and you're violating an asiyas malacha on Shabbos. The ma'isa malacha is a ma'isa malacha. Whether you call it mavashel, whether you call it borer, whatever you call it, it's at the end of the day one and the same. Therefore, says the Minchas Chinuch, I don't understand the kash of Tosus. A lav shebechlolos, and we'll try to give examples, is when there are many different isurim included under one lav. However, in the case of Melech HaShabbos, these are not different isurim that included under one lav. The lav is one and the same. It's always identical. It's Iser Echad Amyuchad of Kol Melech Lo Sasim. How you do a Melech and what constitutes a Melech? Okay, there are 39 answers to that question. But all 39 answers are really one and the same Iser of Melech HaShabbos, of Asiyas Melech. That's not a lav shebechlolos. Al Karchenu, Tosis's Kasha is based on a different premise, a different definition of Melech HaShabbos. Melech HaShabbos is not one Isur. Melech HaShabbos is 39 different Isurim. And every single Melecha constitutes an Isur unto itself, independent of the other Melecha. It's as if the Torah said, Al Tevarer B'Shabbos, Al Tevashel B'Shabbos. The Torah uses a shortcut and includes all the different lavim in one general lav, kol melech lo sasu, but that's just a code for saying, don't do this melech, don't do that melech, don't do that melech. Each melech is a separate Isur. And therefore, Tosus asks the Kasha, if that be the case, then kol melech lo sasu is a classical case of a lav shebechlolos. Because again, what is a lav shebechlolos? There's one lav in the Torah, but includes within it many different isurim. For example, the Torah says, lo sochlu al adam. Included in that is the isur, this is the whole sugyan sanhedrin, the isur achila min ha-behema kodem sheteitzei nafsha. The isur of lo lahavros al haruge beznin. The isur shlo lechol kodem shetispalu al dimchem. There are many, many different, as we call in Yiddish, fashidna isurim. Each one is a separate, independent isur, and they're all included under one lav. That's the sugya here in Sanhedrin on Daf Samach Gimel of an Aleph. But Melech HaShabbos, so the Minchas Chinuch argues, is one isur melacha. There are 39 ways of violating that one single isur melacha. And therefore, Tosus' kasha is no kasha. The Ran in Sanhedrin says that Tosus' kasha is not a kasha. He says the following: V'havi kelo sasa kol melacha shekolei melachas harbe v'eino nikra lav shebechlolos v'nei shekulon inyan echad v'hu iser melacha. It's one indivisible Iser Melacha. And therefore it's not a Lav Shebechlolos. Lav Shebechlolos means that the formulation, the Nusach HaTorah of the Lav, engenders many different Isurim. Here there are not many different Isurim, says the Ran. There's only one Isur. So why does Tosfos say that Lav, that Melacha is a Lav Shebechlolos? The answer is because Tosus understands that each melacha is a separate lav unto itself. It's as if the Torah specified each lav. And I want to read to you the language of the Tosus Rid. Well, before we get to Tosus Rid, let me just read to you the answer of Tosus. Tosus, so why do you get Malkus for meleches Yontif? He says the following. Lavi lav shebechlolos dichsiv kol meleches avoda lo sasu kimo lo saavdeim v'hocha havi kimefareish kol melacha sheavoda. Because the Torah says kol meleches avoda lo sasu, says Tosfos, as if the Torah was mefareish each melacha unto itself. So it's not many different isurim, many different melachas included unto one lav, but rather a separate lavim for each melacha. But whether you take the kash of Tosus in the Havamina or the Teretz in the Maskon of Tosus, it comes out that there are 39 different Isurim, 39 different violations of Shabbos. And the Tosus Rid is beautiful. Tosus Rid says at the beginning of Perek Tolim Kevan da havara lechalek yotzis, ki ilu ksiv lav akol melacha umelacha dami, vahavile kemo lavim dechelev vidam, shem chalukim zemizeh. And therefore, if a person eats chelev and dam in the Heli Machas, he brings two karbonos, that's called lechalit, because he's violating two different isurim. If he eats dam and dam, one kazayis, then another kazayis, then he only brings one chatos. But if he eats dam and chelev, he brings two chatos, because each one is a separate isur. And therefore, if a person violates two avos molochos be'eli machas, shechas Shabbos, whatever the case, he's chayv two chatos. Why? Ki ilu ksiv lav akol molocha molocha dami. Then mevarer and mevashel like dam and chelev, the two different isurim. And here's the punchline. Says the Tosis Rid, Vitzorech lahasros ala chelev mishum chelev, vi ala dam mishum dam, vekach al kol melacha umelacha. Every melacha requires its own hasra, says the Tosis Rid. And this is really the sheet of Tosfos at the beginning of the Melecha Shabbos of Klal Gadol and Dafayim Gimel Amid Beis. Tosfos says that you need Asra for every single Melecha. And then Tosfos vacillates back and forth as to whether or not you need Asra on every single Toldah. That's the second Tosfos on the page. You have to see that Tosfos. Very important Tosfos. Right at the end, he says, "Amai Karli told him he should mitzarich lahasros atolda b'shem ha'av." In other words, b'shem ha'av means that every asra, when you warn a person, you have to mention the name of the isur, and the name of the isur is the name of the malacha, the av malacha. The toldos really are different methods of violating the avos, and therefore there's no need to give a separate tolda in the name of the tolda. If the person is Mashkiz Roim, I don't have to tell him Al Tashkiz Roim, but I tell him Al Tavar Al Meleches Zriya, because Meleches Zriya is the Isu.
According to this Rid, if the fact that we have to give Asura on Kol Abav is a, I don't know if it's a Raya or a Giloi, that each one is a separate Isur, so Tosfos Kasha still is a Kasha, it's just a Kasha on the Toldos now instead of the Avos. In other words, why would it be, according to Tosfos, each toldah should be a lav shebeklolos. So the question is, why would you get malchus on the toldahs?
Right, but a lav shebeklolos only applies to the ikur guf halav. It doesn't apply to toldahs.
Meaning, once we break down
correct
the avos in each one, the toldahs.
Right. Once we break down the avos and the avos have a lav for each av, now the toldahs are nothing more than different ways of violating the lav. It's not an isur b'fnei atzmo. The yisodah yisodahs of lav shebeklolos is when you have many different isurim. So the toldahs are all joined together as one entity under the isur of zoreya. And therefore, Zoreya needs a Hasra b'shem Zoreya. And Zoreya also would have been a lav shebichlolos in the classical sense test Tosfos, if not for the fact that the Torah Ki'ilu prohibited Zoreya under a separate lav. However, the Minchas Chinuch claims that that's not the Shitas Arama. The Minchas Chinuch says that in Hasra, all you need is Hasra of lo sasa kol malacha. You just have to warn him not to do a malacha. You don't have to mention the name of the Av, and he brings kama v'kama rayas. Because according to Minchas Chinuch, there's no separate lav on bishul or on borer, but rather there's just one unified lav, and this is what the Minchas Chinuch is medayek from the Lashon HaRambam in Perek Zayin, Mihilcha Shabbos, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam doesn't mention anything about Asra B'Shem Ha'av. And the Rambam writes, Melachol Shechayovan Aleim Skila V'Karis B'Mezid. He says, Minyan Kol Ha'avos Melachos Arboim Chasar Achas. The Rambam says that there's something called a Melacha, and included under the concept of Melacha are 39 different Avos, the Kol Elu Melachos. The Rambam doesn't breathe a word about Hasra for the Avos. Says the Minchas Chinuch, Mitoch Lav Atashomeh Hein, for the fact that the Rambam omits any mention of Hasra B'Shem Ha'av, the Rambam would hold that all the Melachos form one entity, and the Avera of the Torah is called Melach Lo Sasu. And to support the Minchas Chinuch, once again, I would quote the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halach Aleph in his introduction to Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam writes that there's one lav of kol malach lo tasu. And what's he chayev for? The 39 malachas. Nowhere does the Rambam require asra v'shem ha'av. Which means that according to the Rambam, every malach is just another form and another expression of one isur of Melech Shabbos. And if that be the case, Rabbosai, now we can go back to the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos on the one hand and the Rambam on the other hand. Rashi and Tosfos maintain that Melech Hotzah has a lav miyuchad bifnei atzmo. In other words, like any other malacha, which according to Tosfos Shita has a separate independent category, a separate shame iser unto itself, requiring, as the Tosfos Rid points out in the Tosfos at the beginning of the Malacha Shabbos on Ayin Gimel, a separate hasra in the name of the malacha, it's because the name of the malacha is equivalent to the name of the iser. And there are 39 different isurim. And one of those isurim is Malachas Hotzah. So the fact that the Torah establishes, in the case of Melechas Hotzah, a separate Azhara, defining Melechas Hotzah as an Iser unto itself with its own personal, intimate Azhara, is perfectly in line with Shitas HaTosfos, that there are 39 different Shemos of Isurim on Shabbos. And each Shem Isur, it's like eating Chelem and eating Dam. So if you violate both, you bring one Chatos, I'm sorry, you bring two chatos because you violated two different isurim. Beautiful. But the Rambam, l'shitaso, who holds that there's only one chal shem isur malacha, that there is no separate isur malacha b'fnei atzma, the heftza of Melech Shabbos is lo sasu kol malacha. Therefore, Melech Hotzah, like any other malacha, has to be included in the pasuk lo sasu kol malacha. There is no other chalu shem isur Shabbos other than kol malacha lo sasu. And therefore, the Rambam doesn't have a lav for the isur malacha of Hotzah. The lav of Hotzah is kol malacha lo sasu, and there's no other lav for Melech Hotzah. Just one second. I'm sorry. This is the subtle point of the shiur. I want to give it a minute to sink in. Just to summarize, we establish a machlokas rishonim as to whether or not hotzah is derived from a separate isolav. Rashi and Tosfos have the luxury of establishing a separate azhara for the lav of hotzah because Rashi and Tosfos hold that every single malach on Shabbos is a separate Isur. The Rambam, on the other hand, never quotes an Azhara for the Isur Otzah, because Melech Otzah is included in the Shem Isur, that's Kloli, that's general, of Kol Malach Lo Sasu. Okay, so Adam, if you want to say something, now's a good time. I just want to get back to Melech Havara and Chutzut Chum. So if you're asking about that, you're going to have to give me another few minutes.
My question was just, according to the Rambam, if it's a kolistik iser of Kol Malach Havara Lo Sasu,
yeah.
So then, how does he understand the Mishnah and Gemara in Perek Gadol that says that if you had remembered it for Shabbos, but Behel Machas, you do multiple malachas, then you're chayv up to 39 chatos. According to the Rambam, you should only be chayv one chatos.
Absolutely. And that's going to be the sugya over there, and how to define the halach of Shkaga, if I violate chelev and dam, Behel Machas, why is it that, why is that different? And there I bring two chatos, why is that different from Melechas Borer, Melechas Mavasha Bavorachas? And that leads us to the sugya of Mechalkim. For example, the Gemara in Krisus establishes that Tamchuyim Mechalkim, so you have something that's Mevushal and something that's Tzolui, that itself is a Mechalik to bring two Chatos. But we're not talking about Chiluke Isurim as separate Isurim, the way the Tosfos Rid would have it. In other words, Mevashel and Borer on Shabbos are like Dam and Chelev, but rather we're talking about two Kizaisim of Dam. One Kizais of Dam is Mevushal, and one Kizais, in other words, the Shinui Tzuras HaVera is itself a Machalik in Hilchos Shkagas to engender many Chatos, but not because they're separate Isurim. But that's going to be the sugya there. Oh, now I want to get back to the man diomru holds havara lilav yotzis. According to that man diomar, there's a separate Isur havara on Shabbos, and yet, according to the Rambam, there is no such thing as a malacha that has its own Shem Isur, right? The Rambam sheet is that all the malachas are included under one general rubric, one klaliyistik Isur, kol malach lo sasu. Then what do we do with the case of Havara, if you hold it Havara's lelav yotzis? Is the Rambam is going to say the following. The Rambam is going to say that Enochinami, Malechas Havara, in the Shem Isur, is included under Kol Malach Lo Sasu. It has to be according to the Rambam, even if you hold the Lav Yotzis. The only question you'll ask me is, if that Havar is included under Kol Malach Lo Sasu, why did the Torah need a separate Lav and a separate Azara? And the answer is the following. That in truth, the Azhar of Kol Malach of Lo Saviru Eish B'Kol Mosh Moseichem, according to the Rambam, is an Azhara for Onshim on Shabbos. Again, because Onshim on Shabbos is a separate Isur on Shabbos, it's not a Malach of Shabbos. If it were a Malach of Shabbos, it by definition would be included under Kol Malach Lo Sasu. There is no separate Shem Isur and Lav Miyuchad for a Malach on Shabbos. It doesn't exist in the Rambam's frame of reference. The Rambam will never recognize an Azhara with a separate Lav for a Malach. There cannot be. So why does the Torah say Lo Sasu, Lo Saviru, Kol Eish B'Kol Mosh Moseichem? So the answer is A plus B. On the one end, I need Lo Saviru Eish B'Kol Mosh Moseichem to tell me that there are two categories of Malachas. There's one Malach that's called the Malach Gemura, and there's another malacha that's called a malacha grua. And the nafkamina is whether you get malchus or you get misa. So if you hold havara l'lav yotzis, although havara has a shem isa malacha, and it's included on the kol malach lo sasu, nevertheless it does not engender a chiv misa l'lav yotzis. Why? Because there's a gili milsa in this pasuk that havara inherently is a different kind of malacha than the other 38 malachas. Meaning it's a malacha grua, in the sense that it's destructive, etc., etc. However, if you ask me now, what is the Azhara of Lo Saviru Eish B'Kol Mosh Moseichem? It cannot be, don't you dare violate a Malach on Shabbos, because that's included according to the Rambam, the Lo Sasakol Malacha. The Rambam doesn't recognize the possibility of a separate Isur Lav for a Malacha. The Teretz is, it's coming to generate a new Isur on Shabbos of an Isur Onshim. And if that be the case, maybe you could explain the Rambam in Hilchos Shgagos. The Rambam derives Meleches Hotzah from Al Yetzei Ish Mimkomo B'Yom HaShabbos, and yet nowhere in Hilchos Shabbos does he quote that pasuk as a source for Meleches Hotzah. On the contrary, the Rambam quotes the pasuk Lo Al Yetzei Ish Mimkomo B'Yom HaShabbos, the source for Meleches Tchumim. Excuse me, for the Isur Tchumim. Because again, according to the Rambam, it could not be the source for an Isur Malacha of Hotzah, because Hotzah, like any other Malacha, is included in the one Isur that's indivisible of 39 Malachas of Lo Sasu Kol Malacha. The answer is, says the Rambam, that Al Yetzei Ish Mimkom B'Yom HaShabbos is written by the Torah for Parhelim Dover Shel Tzimur, to make it a Lav Mefurash Bikra. In other words, the Torah wanted to give me a gili mils on this malacha so that it's spelled out. And once it's spelled out, and the tzdukim would not deny it, is a p'tur of the chatas for bezdin and helim shev and bezdin shatov, as opposed to all the other malachas. But now ask yourself the question according to the Rambam. So what is the azhara of al yetzei ish mimkom yom haShabbos? Says the Rambam, that's the isur of tchumin. Al Yetzei Chutz L'Tchum B'Shabbos. So just like the Rambam, according to Man D'Omar of L'Lav Yotzis, the Rambam says that the Isur of Lo Saviru Eish B'Kol Moshechem engenders a separate Isur on Shabbos of Onshim, but it's not a Malacha. Ella, why don't you get Misa? It's the answer is that there's a Gili Milsa in the Pasuk, that Havara is a Malacha Grua. The Rambam in Al Yetzei Ish Mimkom B'Yom HaShabbos is saying the same thing. He's telling us that Al Yetzei Ish Mimkom B'Yom HaShabbos is a Gili Milsa that Hotzah on Shabbos is a malacha. You'll ask me, my nafgimina. There is no separate lav for any malacha of the entire list. The answer is because now you're potur from a parhelim davar shel tzibur. That's a unique halacha in Hilchos Shgagos. Has nothing to do with Hilchos Shabbos. But then ask yourself, according to Ram, the other question. So what is the lav of Al Yetzei Ish Mim Kol Yom HaShabbos? It can't be malacha, because the Ram includes all the malachas on the Guf Echad of Kol Malach Lo Sasa. And the answer is, it's coming to engender a chiyuv of chutz, an isur, excuse me, of chutz l'tchum. And Rabosai, if this be the case, then maybe we have a new insight into the sugya of Raphram and the sugya of Yom HaKippurim. What's the sugya of Yom HaKippurim? This is the sugya increases Daf Yudalid. Raphram says, Yesh Yisr HaTzah B'Shabbos, V'ein Yisr HaTzah B'Yom HaKippurim. Ribbono Shalom, I don't understand what's going on. Why is there no Yisr HaTzah in Yom HaKippurim? Why is Yom HaKippurim any different than Shabbos? The answer is, according to Rashi and Tosfos, I understand the Sheet of Raphram. Because Rashi and Tosfos hold that the Yisr HaTzah on Shabbos is derived from a separate law. And it always remains a separate category of an Yisr, whether it's derived from Al Yetzei or it's derived from Yichal Yom Yehavi. Is those psukim cannot engender a separate Yisr law on Yom HaKippurim. But according to the Sheet of Rambam, that all the malachas, including Otsar, are included under Kol Malach Lo Sasu. When I read the pasuk in Yom HaKippurim, and the Torah says about Yom HaKippurim, Kol Malach Lo Sasu, then Memela Otsar is included in Yom HaKippurim, and I don't have a clue as to what Raphram is talking about. But what I would say is, I can answer the Kash of Tosfos in Psach and Daf Heyam Beis, which I covered with the Balabatim about a year ago. Tosfos in Psachim wants to know whether or not there's an Iser Havara on Yontif. Because if you hold, what's Tosfos Shita? Tosfos holds that if you maintain that Havara le Chalik Yotzis, the Riva, as a Balatosis Lishitoso, holds that if you hold that Havara is Lelav Yotzes, what it means is that Havara is not included under the Malacha, meaning according to Havara, Lelav Yotzes, Tosis Lishitoso holds that there's a separate Lav and a separate Azhara for Havar on Shabbos, Bechol Moshe Osechem B'Yom HaShabbos, Zok Deriva, Oy Bazoy, there's no Easter Havara on Shabbos. We're not talking about Melech Sokol Nefesh. We're talking about Havara without a Melech Sokol Nefesh. So the Riva comes to an amazing conclusion that there's no Yisr Havara on Yontif. The answer is, the Riva Lashitaso, it's one of the Bali Atosis representing the Shita, that every Malacha is an Yisr Bifnei Atzmo, and the Yisr Bifnei Atzmo of Havara is derived from the Pasuk Lo Savir of Yom HaShabbos, is therefore there's no source for the Yisr Havara on Yontif. Therefore, Havara is not an Yisr Malach Yontif. But the Rambam Lashitaso, that the Rambam holds that he objects completely, there's no such thing as a separate law for any malacha. All the malachas are included in one indivisible unit of Kol Malach Lo Sasu. Is with Mele Lo Saviru Eish B'Kol Moshe Sech. Even if I hold Avara L'Lav Yotzes, it has a Shem Malacha, and if it has a Shem Malacha, it's included in Kol Malach Lo Sasu, and it's also on Yontif to the same extent that it's also on Shabbos. Alright, we'll stop.
Just have to find out if I have transportation.